I spent 5 months in Denmark in the winter of 2018. For the entire strange interlude, I wanted nothing to do with art. Visiting museums made me feel sick and agitated. Trying to draw a passerby on public transport made me feel voyeuristic. I've taken classes on the Renaissance, but touring European churches, I couldn't remember a single thing I had learned. I couldn't draw, and because of that, I also couldn't figure out how to attach to my surroundings. Without drawing, I could not assimilate into the new environment. Copenhagen is a beautiful city, but I discovered quite quickly that I missed the nature of my native New England. I ached for American trees. In an attempt to ground myself in the growing world, I discovered what I thought was a botanical garden with free admission on Tuesdays. I was mistaken. While there was an atrium filled with trees and fountains and flowers, it was foremost a museum devoted to a collection of white marble statues. This was something that I felt like I could draw. A simplified, immobile subject. Something about them made me feel less lonely. I began my current paintings from the drawings I'd made of various statues I'd encountered in Europe. But back among friends in a familiar place, the marble statues had lost their motive power. I turned to self-portraits. Using photographs of myself, I painted repeating images of myself, setting the sad, funny, or disgusted faces against backgrounds of plant life, the thing that had first drawn me to discover these statues. Hitting a wall early on and growing agitated with painting myself, I asked my studio mates what they thought I should do. Joe said, "You should paint people holding the plants." So I began painting close friends holding houseplants. Each figure holds a plant that either belonged to them or that I had chosen for them. Along with the specific personality of each plant, the colors, clothing, and expressions of each subject were selected with the intention to capture an essence of the person. I worked with cell phone images, not worrying too much about realism and instead leaning on illustrative sensibilities of gesture, either exaggerating or minimizing features to capture the idea of a person rather than the exact reality. I think the pieces are quite funny. Oil paint is typical of royal portraits. I've used it to paint silly portraits of cartoonified friends holding houseplants. Referencing illuminated manuscript, each portrait is bordered by a gold arch. Gold is important to me. I love oil paint for its luminosity, for the glow that you can create with a certain mix of colors. Wallace Stevens is a poet that I greatly admire, and one who I believe is uniquely talented in his ability to capture color in writing. I continually return to the last three lines of Postcard from the Volcano. A dirty house in a gutted world, a tatter of shadows peaked to white, smeared with the gold of the opulent sun. I am always striving for Wallace's smear of opulent gold, like a little piece of the sun. Beyond gold, each background color corresponds to a personal association with the subject. As a painter and generally aesthetics-minded person, I've long held strong visual associations of certain colors with individuals, numbers, letters, or even sometimes concepts. There's a whole genre of talk about auras and synesthesia, but I tend to believe that those closely attuned to color will see it in everything. Color is critical to my conception of character, the same way that comportment or clothing can capture the essence of a person. My paintings are in some ways a visual narrative, a chronicle of each person at this specific moment in time, which is, in a weird kind of way, a chronicle of myself.